proclamation number 4723 dated the August 25th, 1949. Immortality of soul. Wrong doctrine. You need truthful explanations because misguided teachings darken your spirit and portray my creative will and creative spirit wrongly to you. They show neither my love nor my wisdom and thus prevent you from igniting the flame of love in your hearts which would bring you closer to me. Wrong doctrines can lead to non-belief. Wrong doctrines can destroy all faith if they are not corrected. And therefore I want to enlighten you time and again for your own sakes, since you can, after all, only become blessed through faith and love. What is the use of any teaching which questions the immortality of the soul? The soul is something spiritual, whereas the body is physical. The body can certainly die, that is, pass away and disintegrate in its substance, but the soul, the spiritual essence, is immortal. It is to continue. It will merely leave the body as soon as the body has served its task as a cover for the soul on earth. It will leave the physical external form in order to continue its process of development in spiritual spheres, to steadily increase its maturity if it has reached a certain degree of maturity on earth, or if its course of life was unsuccessful, to either remain in the same state of total immaturity or to descend into darkness, depending on its will, but always in spheres which should be understood as being outside the earthly material world. Thus, the soul will in fact experience a state of death, but this should not be understood as obliteration. It is merely a state of complete lack of light and strength, a state of helplessness. Yet it will always be conscious of its existence. The soul will never lose its awareness of existence. It can merely mean either the epitome of beatitude or inexpressible agony for the soul, which is always consistent with the way of life the person had lived on earth. Hence the soul's life corresponds to its life in the flesh on this earth. Consequently, the deeds of the flesh determine the soul's fate and the place of residence after its death, and the day of death is the human being's judgment day, after which it will arise into a life of light or darkness. The soul is something spiritual which can never ever cease to exist. It cannot be temporarily extinguished either, but it will live eternally. With the exception that an existence in darkness cannot be called life but is spiritual death, yet neither can it be called a state of rest. A rest until judgment day is a wrong concept, because inactive souls experience this as personal torment, whereas a soul's true life is activity which, however, necessitates a certain degree of maturity, which a soul can easily attain on earth if it is of good will. The souls stay in the spiritual kingdom and can nevertheless always be in the vicinity of earth. They are merely outside of the physical world, thus they are no longer tied to a material form but are free spiritual beings if they are enlightened, otherwise they will be in a state of darkness, because complete lack of strength signifies constraint for them. But the soul can never die. It will merely escape its body, which thus will have completed its earthly life. Amen.